Hello everybody, I am Lucia Matuonto and welcome to the Relatable Voice podcast, a talk show where my guests and I talk about relatable everyday situations, books, and the environment we live in. Remember to subscribe and follow the podcast on social media so you can be notified when a new episode is available. Let's begin. Today, we have a special guest joining us from Ontario, Bruce Honnich. Bruce has had an interesting career working in security for several years and also being a tree feller. On top of that, he's also an author with his book, Logheads, being published in October. So welcome, Bruce, to the RV.
Thank you very much.
Of course, it's my pleasure. It's cold in Canada, Bruce.
Yeah, we can get really cold up here. The Arctic fronts sag down through Canada into the States, and the prairies can get minus 20 to minus 40. Ontario, we get a lot of snow if it decides to cut loose minus 5 to minus 20. So, yeah, it's cold.
It's cold.
Yeah.
And Bruce, can you share with us what you enjoy doing when the temperatures drop and it's freezing outside?
I took up knitting. My mother taught all three of us boys knitting way back when. I got away from it in my career, tree falling on that, and I went back to it about 12 years ago. So I knit for the hospital, the seniors group, and the local church that I belong to needs some knitting stuff. My son, we live in his house. He has a fair-sized property, so gardens, property management for cleaning up leaves and whatever he wants to adjust the site. It was quite a mess when we moved in 2 years ago. He had put in a pool and a hot tub, and the garage facility was enlarged, so there was quite a lot of construction, and I cleaned up a lot of that in a couple of years. So there's chores all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm. Also, Bruce, as a tree faller, yep, during the war in the woods, so can you tell us about your experiences in the West Coast forestry industry?
Yeah, I went over out of school in 1967 because my brother worked there and said that there was available work. So I went over and spent 3 years on the grade crew building roads, 2 years in the office being a warehouseman. And in 1972, I had an opportunity to train as a faller under the day rate pay system rather than piecework, where they were paid for each 1,000 board feet. Day rate was a little bit safer. So I broke in 72. Now, logging has a bad name for itself as far as rape and pillage and destruction and, you know, butcher the woods up. Well, the world needs wood products, lumber, and there's a lot of other products from wood. So we have to do it in a safe manner, and it's hillsides or flatland. So you have to do it in a safe manner, but you leave a mess. They were wrecking fish creeks. They were smashing wood up. It's tough to train a guy to do a proper way of laying the trees on the hillside and cutting them into logs if he wants to smash them all down the hill and do it in a fast manner. Get her done. That's a bad attitude to have, but a lot of guys had that. But it's mostly fish creeks, devastation, nasty words. In 1984, we tried to go on to a place called Mears Island in front of Tofino. Now, the people there in the First Nations didn't want logging to occur there, so there was objection, and the company did not do that. By 92, the campaign against logging, I'll have to call it anti-logging protests and media hype stories, foreign interests in what Canadians were doing. They made us like we were a bunch of devastation butchers and that. So in 92, there was a protest from some people at one of our logging bridge sites. And then in 93, they organized a very large campaign of Save the Clackwat Sound, which was the region we were working in. And there was 4 months of protests from July to October, and then somewhat on beyond that. 800 people were arrested, and it was considered as the war in the woods. There was no violence that we know of on our side. And depending on whether you want to call blockades violence or one of the fellas threatened to stick spikes in the trees, which would make them, you didn't want to hit a spike with our saws or the milling saws. So it depends on what you want to call violence. The whole question of Blackwood Sound wound up in the political arena with the people that were concerned about the forests. I call them huggers. First Nations element, they wanted to make sure that they had some control over forest usage. So that was the war. By 95, 6, 7, the regulations were attached to logging processes that were very restrictive, very expensive. The company finally said no, and they would shut her down and terminate all of the workers there. There was about 100 with McMillan-Brodale and 50 with the other small logging companies in the same area. So we all lost our jobs. It turned over to small contractors and smaller amounts of cutting after that. So that was the war in the bush. I did not handle losing my job at age 50 very well. So that's when I went security guard work for a bit and declared retiring in 2012, I guess.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Bruce, what I understand is that your memoir, Lawyer Heads, promises to uncover aspects of the war in the woods that were never told.
We all lost our jobs over a period of time. So people dispersed. There was training programs brought in. The government, the politicians said, well, we have to do this and that to control logging practices and save the bush and save the forest, save the birds and the animals. There was a whole bunch of different aspects that didn't really pay attention to the loggers. One of the questions I answered on your questionnaire had to do with what about us? We're the ones that were going to lose our jobs. And I didn't handle it very well. Security for a bit. My wife became a United Church minister for 12 years, and we both retired here.
What inspired you to write this book now?
I wrote the initial commentaries back in 95, 96. One I called the Nightmare, and the other one I called the Apocalypse. I sat on it for 30 years, but I still wrote stories. And my editor friend of mine said, how about we put this together as a logging faller story and integrate the Clackwat deal? So I wanted to make sure that our story came out somehow, rather than leave it sit with you guys disappeared. Well,
and is this book nonfiction or it's a mix of fiction and nonfiction?
I tried to stay as true as possible to the actual memories and stories, so I will call it a nonfiction memoir.
And to be able to write this book, did you have the chance to interview more people who were in the same situation than you?
There were records during on day-to-day through the Clackbot reports on what was happening. As far as the stories of tree falling, it's all from me.
If I'm curious, Bruce, if you are going to keep writing more books.
Yeah, you know, there's so many stories that didn't get into the book. You know, I still might try and figure out how to do that. I'm a World War II buff, so I got two war stories that I've started somewhat, novels, of course. And then my security guard work, I became aware of a murder story from the security guard work, and I'd like to, you know, make a novel about that also.
And Bruce, what do you hope your readers take away from your book?
I'd like the truthful story of the Clackwood come out a bit about us, what we went through 4 months and several years of changes, and then finally got terminated. I know there's a lot of movies and presentations on Facebook about tree falling from mostly Americans, I guess. But we had it a little bit differently in Canada.
Mm-hmm. And also for people see the other side as well.
You know, we had people sitting in trees in areas where we were working, so you had to remove them.
Yeah.
But the actual fisticuff violence, we may have thought about that, but didn't get that far. Too many cameras around. We knew that wouldn't wash.
Bruce, for our listeners, where can they find your book and find you online?
My Gmail is bhornage@gmail.com. The book is in most suppliers, bookstores, Amazon, Indigo, Barnes & Noble.
Bruce, it was a pleasure, such a pleasure to meet and talk with you today.
Thank you very much. And like I said, you've got a very interesting format for delivery of the interviews. So
thank you. And I love driving to another countries and cities.
You take care of yourself and stay warm.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when the next one is posted. Please rate this podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you for listening, and remember, relationships don't exist. Relating does. Until next time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.